Auto 9.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 48. This week we're joined by special musical guest, a Vancouver dance rock indie band called You Say Party, We Say Die. They'll be playing a stripped down version of their latest single, Laura Palmer's Prom. We'll talk about the Walmart greeter who is also a millionaire and zipper hood of the unraveling pants. It's all coming up in this week's edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Thanks for downloading.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
My name's Lane Mitchell. Now, I was out for a jog last night, I guess, and I passed by Walmart, right? And I saw one of the greeters leaving the store, you know, leaving his shift or whatever, and getting into his car. I don't know the guy, but, you know, like, he waves to me every time I go in, so I sort of instinctively waved back. At which point, I noticed that this guy, the Walmart greeter, was climbing into a brand new Infiniti. Yeah, an Infiniti FX, like an SUV, like a $50,000 or $60,000 ride. A Walmart greeter. I was like, way to go, man. Like, I don't know what that job pays, but I would just think any job where A, you have to wear a vest, or B, can be replaced with a smiley sticker, I can't see it paying that well. You know, my mind was racing, you know, like the rest of the run, I'm just thinking, I'm like, like, is he living in this Infiniti? Maybe he won it in a raffle. You know, then I started picturing, you know, this guy, like, maybe he had, like, a really high-stress, high-paying job at one point. But then he decided to go into, like, semi-retirement. See, I always think about doing that, right? I always think that would be so cool, you know, to work, like, especially to do radio, like, in a big city like New York. Not because I actually want to live in New York. The city's a cesspool. But because I dream of being so good at radio one day that I will learn to captivate an audience that size, you know, dominate the ratings in New York, and then I can come back to Edmonton, and I'll just do the weather. I would just be so good, I would just tell a story about my day's events, and you would just sit there slack-jawed, staring at the radio, drooling like you just left a dentist. Maybe that's what this guy's doing. I think maybe he was like a lawyer or something, and he decided instead of, you know, spending his day with criminals and angry prosecutors, he's like, you know, I can go work at Walmart. Watch out for falling prices. Kind of brilliant when you think about it.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
My name is Lane Mitchell. Now, sometimes on this show, we talk about things like age differences in relationships. And the conversation usually ends with, you know what, as long as everybody's happy, you know, as long as no one's being taken advantage of, it's all good. I read about this, though, and I was kind of surprised. Lindsay Lohan, you know, she switched teams and then switched teams and then switched teams again. Apparently she's gone from men to women to fossils. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's new boyfriend is 54, wait for it, years older. Yes, he is 77 years old. Is that gross? I don't know. Is that guy robbing the cradle or is she robbing the grave? I don't know. Is that weird?
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Just about vomited in my mouth when you were saying that about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, dating a 77-year-old Austrian entrepreneur.
Oh, at least he has a good career. So that's a point for him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Lindsay Lohan is a famous actress. I picture her dating actors and rock stars and DJs and underwear models. I mean, if this guy's modeling anything, it's going to be adult diapers.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
I just overheard Lindsay Lohan, boyfriend, older by like a century almost.
Not a century. He's 54 years older.
Jesus, eh?
No, actually, his name's Richard. Jesus is just a little bit older.
Yeah,
not much, they, just a little.
But it's funny, you know. I mean, she's not really kind of like Paris Hilton. They're not really like known celebrities for actually doing some stuff. They're just known for like their scandals, I guess. That's what makes them famous.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I heard last week that Lindsay Lohan has a sex tape, apparently, and it's about to hit the internet. And I'm just praying that it's not with this guy.
Oh, God.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
My name's Lane Mitchell. I went and saw The Lovely Bones over the weekend. Pretty good movie. Well, I mean, it was either that or The Book of Eli, which sounded interesting. I mean, right up until the word book. Boring. Actually, The Lovely Bones is based on a book as well. You know, everybody always says, you know, whenever there's a movie that also is a book, everybody always says, oh, the book was way better than the movie. You know, even people who've never read the book say that, I think. I think it's just, you know, it's them trying to convince the world that they know how to read. No, I didn't read it, but I'm certainly curious now about reading it. You know, how they might depict some of the scenes that ended up in the movie. See, basically, The Lovely Bones is a story of a teenage girl murdered, brutally murdered by a serial killer. But see, instead of going to heaven or hell, she goes to Wonderland. Well, it's not actually Wonderland, but it might as well be. Like, she's stuck in the in-between. You know, this place where you can walk on water and it rains lollipops. Basically, it's like a 2.5 hour long music video. You know, she's at her house and all of a sudden the house melts away and suddenly she's tobogganing on a rainbow. I've never been snuffed out by a serial killer, but if it's the fun, carefree acid trip the movie showed it to be, I'm going to start hitchhiking, like, all the time.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I don't know about you, but I've noticed the last month or so, man, I've just been dragging my ass. Ever feel that way in the winter? Just, you know, really tired? Man, I can hardly get myself out of bed in the morning. You know, I've been doing some reading, though, and I came across this interesting thing called seasonal affective disorder. It's a thing you get where you don't get enough sunlight. Now, thankfully, I don't have SAD, but I talked to some people, and it turns out that I have RAD.
Do you constantly high-five people for no reason at all? Do you overuse the term douchebag when referring to others? You may have RAD.
Ridiculously awesome disorder.
Ridiculously awesome disorder.
Awesome.
Do you constantly talk about getting bottle service at the club? Do you shout at inopportune times like board meetings or funerals? When you see women, do you talk about wanting to get all up in them honeys? If you've answered yes to any or all of these questions, get help today. Together, we can prevent RAD.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I need to figure out how to fix the zipper on my pants. It's been broken for like a month, and I've just been walking around with it like that.
Wearing the pants, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
But see, nobody said anything. Nobody. In a month. You know, in the first few days, I was apprehensive. Because the zipper was only attached on one side, so I would still pretend like I was zipping it up.
Oh, okay.
You know, hoping others would hear the noise and just assume my zipper was functional. But then after a few days, the zipper actually just fell right off.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't stop reaching for it. It's like a phantom limb. You know, you step away from the urinal and it's like, oh, it's not there. I was like a mime, you know, pretending to zip up my pants with my imaginary zipper. You know, make the little noise, you know, zip. I think it always kind of just made it a little more convincing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, after 2 weeks, I was kind of like, that's pretty much the cutoff date for ignoring it. So then I started pretending like it just happened.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I would like react to it all the time. I'd just be like, oh, geez, look at that. My zipper's broken.
How did that happen?
Oh, geez.
When did that happen?
Well, see, they're $20 pants. I'm not going to spend $20 putting a new zipper in just on principle alone. You know?
Just replace them.
But I like those pants.
Well,
they're winner's jeans. They're like one of a kind.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I'm thinking maybe Velcro.
Yeah, interesting.
Just glue some Velcro in the crotch and... You know, the embarrassing thing will be when I go to sit down on the carpet at somebody's house and I can't get up. Or I tear a hole in their rug.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
You shouldn't be complaining about free air conditioning.
I suppose, eh?
Yeah.
Well, see, the worst part is, Forrest, I've been walking around with my comedy gun locked and loaded for like a month, just waiting for someone to notice, you know, particularly of the female persuasion, so I could be like, Excuse me, my eyes are up here.
It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Welcome to the Sonic Music Listener Lounge, everybody. Joining us, a Vancouver five-piece band, who you may have heard on Farm Fresh from time to time, called You Say Party, We Say Die. Tell us a little bit about your band. How did you guys get started? You're from Vancouver.
We're from Vancouver. We're from Abbotsford originally. And we started over 5 years ago, just playing in my parents' basement, just making really fun music and beating the boredom of the suburbs. And eventually we started playing shows and touring, and everything just kept picking up speed, and here we are today.
Now, you guys actually have some fairly high-profile shows coming up. You're opening for Phoenix on Friday?
Yes.
Really?
Very, very excited about that.
How did that come about?
It's the first show for the Vancouver Cultural Olympiad, part of the Olympics.
How do you guys feel about that? You know, being from the city where it's actually, being hosted this year and stuff?
We have a lot of mixed feelings about it, but I don't know. There's a lot of positive things that...
Our drummer works actually in the downtown east side, and he's seen a lot of changes.
I know a lot of people are really excited about the Olympics. You know, it's so great it's being hosted in Vancouver. It's nice and close. I'm curious if it's more of a pain in the ass for the actual host city and living in the host city.
It really is. Our jam space is right downtown, and we have no idea how we're going to get in and out of our gear during that time. We need to get permits, and they won't allow any vehicles down at that time, and we need to get our van down there. So there's a lot of little... things that come up that kind of make it hard for the citizens of Vancouver, for sure.
Okay, now if the two of you were to compete in Olympic events, what would your sport
Snowboarding.
Be?
I'd probably go with the skulls. The one-person luge. Yeah.
Well, tell you what, actually, why don't we start off with the track that most of our listeners would be familiar with, a track called Laura Palmer's Prom.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Sing with me tonight. Love in the room, alright. Dance to your heart's delight. Dance out the storm tonight. 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance. Could your heart ease some romance? 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. Would wrap my arms around you and pull you to my chest. Narrow is the doorway, but I will attest that I am for you. You're not ever alone. Words in these moments tend to surrender and turn. 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance. Could your heart use some romance? 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance. A love dance. My heart needs a love dance. Ooh. 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 My heart, my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart. A love dance. My heart needs a love dance. Could your heart use some romance? 'Cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance. My heart, my heart. My heart needs a love dance. My heart.
Run away, run away, run away. Run away, run away, run away, oh, oh, oh.
Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.